Radio Prague News. The Czech cabinet has agreed to establish a state secretary for EU affairs. A legal analysis commissioned by the Czech Foreign Ministry has advised separating the Czech opt-out from the Lisbon Treaty from Croatia's admission to the EU in an upcoming vote in the Czech Parliament. And Radio Prague is celebrating its 75th birthday. The Czech cabinet on Wednesday approved a proposal to establish a state secretary for EU affairs, despite fierce opposition from one of the coalition party's top 09. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who pushed through the proposal, said the post was vital in view of the need to better coordinate Czech positions ahead of negotiations in Brussels. Top 09 party leader and Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg is fiercely opposed to the new post, arguing that it would lead to a confusing division of powers. The position is to be filled by Vojtěch Belling, who heads the government's Department for EU Affairs. A legal analysis commissioned by the Czech Foreign Ministry has advised separating the Czech opt-out from the Lisbon Treaty from Croatia's admission to the European Union in an upcoming vote in the Czech Parliament. Although the government originally recommended linking the two issues in one treaty for practical purposes, the analysis warned that opposition to the opt-out from the Social Democrats, who have a majority in the Senate, could complicate Croatia's accession to the European Union. In 2009, President Václav Klaus only signed the Lisbon Treaty after the EU agreed to his demand for a Czech opt-out from the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights, which is part of the treaty. The Czech president feared it could open the way for restitution claims by Sudeten Germans expelled from Czechoslovakia after the war. The treaty will require a constitutional 3/5 majority to get the legislation passed in both houses, meaning that the government needs to win support from at least part of the opposition. Jaroslav Barták, a prominent Czech doctor who has been accused of sexually abusing his assistants, has been taken into custody. A Prague court on Wednesday refused his offer of bail on the grounds that he might try to leave the country or influence witnesses. Barták has been charged with sexual coercion, rape, extortion, unlawful restraint and physical assault. Six women have filed criminal complaints against him. Co-owner of a medical facility in Prague's Modřany district and former head of the Prague branch of the Lions Charity Club, Barták is known to have close ties to politicians in high office. Radio Prague is celebrating its 75th birthday today. The country's foreign service was established in 1936 at the instigation of the Czechoslovak Foreign Ministry and first went on air on August 31st of the same year. Although severe budget cuts led to the termination of the station's shortwave broadcasts as of this year, Radio Prague is still providing listeners with daily news, current affairs and reports about the Czech Republic, with its main platform now the internet. The station broadcasts daily half hours on satellite in six languages and offers podcasting and reception via mobile phone. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weather should continue warm and sunny with day temperatures between 20 and 25 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.